I have some more missions newsletters, one from Bill and Gerda Brown, Harvest Time International. We have a thank you from the Salvation Army, a couple thank yous from the Salvation Army, and the newsletter from Union Gospel Mission. Those will all be on the back table. Help yourself. Please read them and take a look to see what those organizations are doing. Also, we as a church will be giving to Haiti missions, Harvest Time International, that's for an orphanage in Haiti, and also to Rima International. They are a Christian hospital. They're an hour and a half out of Port-au-Prince. They have been there for 25 years, and they are taking care of many. They have been one of the places of refuge for those in Port-au-Prince, and a place that is not as disrupted by the earthquake, and so they are serving many, many people. I have those addresses, and if you would... if you would like to give also over and above what the church is sending to those places, you can take those addresses down. I'll put their addresses on the back table.
One of the things we talked about is there are a host of secular organizations that are ministering in Haiti. We know these people, and they are dedicated Christians doing a very sincere and serious work for the Lord. And so that's why, as a congregation representing you, we're choosing to give here. But again, as she just said, over and above, if that's what you want to do, there are some addresses, and they are wonderful people doing a sincere work.
On the Harvest Time, if you end up sending money to Harvest Time, please write on the check, for Haitian orphanages, and they will see that the money gets directly. And these are people we've known for 40 years, and we trust implicitly. They're wonderful, wonderful people. In fact, the next time they're in the Northwest, we hope later this spring, early this summer, Bill and Gerda will be able to come and minister to you.